25 minutes available for this call. Please hold while we connect your call.
This is Carol.
Yes, Carol, this is Vincent.
Hey, Vincent.
Yes, I was wondering if you had a minute so that you could give me an update or first update on what's going on down there in Georgia with G8.
Well, so far, the peace walk came in peacefully. The local people, the police here, had originally said that they weren't going to be allowed to walk across this bridge. And there was checkpoints at the bridge, and plenty of police security and things like that. But apparently they just went through the checkpoints, and they had all the Apache helicopters for the 25 peace walkers. They had several Apache helicopters and Coast Guard helicopters and Humvees and police cars for an escort. But apparently they let them go ahead and cross the bridge, and it all went peacefully.
So where were they marching?
The police have been coming to the IMC Center and copying down everyone's license tag numbers. And there was a Humvee parked across the street for a little while.
They've been coming to, is it a welcome center?
Mm-mm. This is the media center, the IMC.
So they've been coming and taking license plate numbers?
At the media center, yeah.
Maybe we could switch the license plates of the police with the... Anyway, so has the military been called out?
They were called out. We've been under a state of emergency since May 25th. So
why May 25th?
Yes, they're out. They're here. Look up the Georgia Times Union and see from yesterday and see the pretty pictures.
The Georgia
Times. The military have got. They're in. They have all these propaganda pictures in the Georgia Times. The Times Union. These propaganda pictures of the people getting out of these big helicopters with. Military fatigues and riot shields, riot helmets, and the police batons as if they had traveled that way and were just stepping off the helicopter to come in. And they have some shots of them getting in front of the helicopter, crawling on their bellies. There's obviously no reason for them to do that. But, yes, they are here. They're activated. They have military police written on their riot shields, and I'll put some pictures.
Are they the Army?
Later. They're the Army National Guard, yes.
And why
they're activated.
Why have they been there since May 25th?
Because the governor, Perdue, declared a state of emergency. He signed an executive order on May the 7th for a state of emergency to go into effect on May 25th through June 20th.
Perdue, is that the same guy who makes the chickens?
No, this is Governor Sonny Perdue.
Oh, my goodness. So
He said he did this in order to facilitate a command and control structure. Then the reason for that is to include the military in the command and control structure, which they really couldn't legally do under Homeland Security. They have a command and control structure under Homeland Security that could really handle anything. But they really did this so that they could use the military in the command and control structure.
Now, if people were going to make their way down to...
The good part is... The soldiers that are here are not in Iraq.
Okay.
So, they're safe for now.
And so, if people were going to come down to where you are, where are you?
I'm in Brunswick, Georgia.
And how far is that from Atlanta?
It's about 4.5 hours southeast. It's about 40 minutes north of Jacksonville, about 1.5 hours south of Savannah.
Now, the newspaper you mentioned, is that online?
It should be, yeah.
It's called the Georgia...
Georgia Times Union.
The Georgia...
Go to jacksonville.com is the website.
Okay, jacksonville.com, and we should be able to find the Georgia Union Times.
Well, you'll see it all. It's there at jacksonville.com. Florida Times Union, and they have a Georgia section.
Jacksonville.com.
Jacksonville.com is the website.
And so... if people
look at yesterday's paper.
Yesterday's paper. If people were trying to get to Brunswick from Atlanta, is there a bus?
There's Greyhound.
Okay.
I think there is a bus that's going to leave.
Okay.
And
what do you expect?
Monday, I think, but I don't have the details on that.
And what do you expect the rest of the week?
For the rest of the week?
Yeah, what's going on the rest of the week?
Let's see. The Fair World Fair, the Greedy Eight Alternative Summit starts on Monday. There'll be a whole day. Sunday and Monday will be activist training. Fair World Fair starts Monday. Starting Sunday night, the IMC is going to have free outdoor film screenings at the IMC space. Tuesday starts the TOES, the other economic summit conference. That'll go through the summit. And Tuesday during the day, United for Peace and Justice is doing an anti-war march in Brunswick. Tuesday night, there's a candlelight vigil for peace and justice on St. Simon's Island at Neptune Park. Wednesday, there's a United for Peace and Justice March for Environmental Justice. Thursday, there's a March for Palestine. And Thursday afternoon, people are going to meet at the Fair World Fair site in Caravan, Savannah for the Bush press conference.
So with today, with the helicopters and all, is that pretty much over, or do you have more stuff going on tonight?
I think that was the big thing today. I think the rest of the day today, people are going to be setting up the Fair World Fair.
Okay.
And setting up the IMC and setting things up.
And what's a good website to hit for the No G8 summit?
NoG8.org.
Okay, NoG8.
NoG8.org and Atlanta.indymedia.org.
Okay. And today is June the 5th, Saturday, June the 5th,
mm-hmm.
And it's about 2 p.m. This is Blast Furnace Radio talking to Carol from Brunswick, Georgia, with the No G8 conference. Okay, thank you. We'll be calling again.